Hello, once again, welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Sarah LaDuc. It's Food Friday, hip hip hooray, and today we welcome back our friends Tony Carlotto and Darby Weagle of Rolling Rock Farms in Sheffield, Massachusetts. They grow garlic and make seasonings and other related products from it. They specialize in converting it into black garlic and unique goodies such as black garlic salt, peppercorns, and vinegars. Over 75% of the flavorings are grown or produced on their farm. They are favorites at farmers markets around the Northeast and are always popular guests on this program. So let's talk seasoning. Give us a call, 800-348-2551. That's 1-800-348-2551. Or you can email us, voxpop@wamc.org. The email address again, voxpop@wamc.org. The phone number one more time, 800-348-2551. And when I say one more time, I mean one of many, many more times this hour, but one more time for now. Tony and Darby, welcome back to Vox Pop. It's great to see you.
Oh, great to see you. Thank you very much.
How's growing? How's this season been for you
Fantastic.
Guys so far?
Just enough rain, just enough heat. Cucumbers are fabulous. Garlic was fabulous. I just finished pulling all the garlic out. I grew a lot of extra elephant garlic bulbs this year. I experimented last year, even taking it farther to making black garlic from elephant garlic, which is technically a leek. It's like a milder garlic. It was fabulous, really sweet. It makes a killer black garlic. So we have a little treat of that here today. You can eat some of that. And I make vinegar out of it. We make a salt out of it. One actually, Ray's had this before, the crucifixer, which is half lemon oil and half black garlic balsamic. Great in any vegetable, especially those cruciferous vegetables that are poisonous for you, like broccoli, cauliflower, and Brussels sprouts.
The ones that kids often
exactly.
don't
Exactly.
Like.
But of course, I hate.
Yeah? You
all
don't?
Of them.
Oh, no. How did you get into farming if you dislike so many vegetables?
It's a good question.
Association.
Yeah, right. I like garlic.
1-800-348-2551. So tell me more about the elephant garlic.
It's a giant-sized garlic clove, bigger than standard garlic. It grows very big, usually 3 or 4 or 5 giant cloves in that. Like I said, technically it's a leek, so it's a little bit lesser, no garlic flavor, but it's fabulous. Eating it raw or adding it to recipes or anything. But I got lucky and stumbled upon it being, a great black garlic component as opposed to your standard garlic. Black garlic is made by taking your regular garlic, putting it into a pot, like a rice cooking pot. They make it called a fermentation pot, but technically it goes beyond that. It's beyond roasting, beyond fermentation, to reach a point called a Maillard reaction, M-A-I-L-L-A-R-D, which is a complete chemical changeover. And when you cook a hamburger and get a nice browning on the outside or a steak, that's a Maillard reaction. It gives you that fabulous taste.
Okay.
Or caramelized onions does the same thing. So even a loaf of nice crusty sourdough bread, making that really brown outside and thick, that's just a great reaction also. That you won't eat regular dough or plain white bread, but you go for that crust, so it's a great happening. And black garlic is the epitome of it.
How long have you been making black garlic?
About 10 years. Maybe 14 years ago, I got involved in more garlic than I can handle. Started making salt out of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what got me into the salt business, of making spices and salts and anything I can think of under the sun. We have over 100 flavors. Darby says, you make one more, you have to take two out. It can't happen. I get a dream in the middle of the night. And that just happens. So.
You have salt
yep.
new seasoning dreams in the middle
right.
of the night.
So it's 3 a.m. Dang. This will make a good one.
What have been some recent additions?
The Polish pickle salt, which I brought over today, has been very popular. I made a dilly salt last year. Had some great dill. Like a dill sauce. I should make something like an idea of what I'd put components into a Polish pickle dill mix in that, which has horseradish and red pepper flakes. Dill in, of course, and I put salt and pepper in it. So you can take any cucumber, put a turkey on the cucumber, you sort of have a quick pickle, quicker than quick pickling with a brine or anything. So.
A quick pickle, quicker
right.
than quick pickling.
Yep.
Right. Say that 5 times fast.
I don't think I can. 1-800-348-2551 is the phone number to call with your seasoning questions. I just had some of the dill pickle salt on a fresh cucumber that you brought in. It's a marvelous, marvelous and refreshing treat.
This time of year is great for harvesting garlic, and the garlic festivals are coming up. We'll be back in September for a garlic show before the Hudson Valley Garlic Festival. But before that, in August 24th in Sheffield, the Berkshire Garlic Festival, sponsored by the Sheffield Historical Society. And the following week on August 31st is the Garlic Town USA, formerly the Vermont Garlic Festival. That's a one-day event downtown, which is fabulous. thousands of people show up, which is a great event. If nobody's ever been to a garlic festival before, they must check it out. It's something for everybody there.
I've been to the one in Saugerties. Excuse me. I've had garlic ice cream there, and everything is fantastic, good time. Are those festivals, are you mostly celebrating like heritage usages of garlic, or is everybody inventing
not
new
really.
Usages
it's
all
mostly
the time?
Lots of garlic sellers. There's vendors of arts and stuff like that, and a garlic marketplace, things related to garlic, like we are garlic salts, garlic peppers, pickles, the black garlic line of that. So anything you can do. So there's something for everybody there. I believe Hudson Valley is the biggest one in the world now. The Gilroy in California closed up. Hudson Valley and Saugerties are the top notch right now.
How about that?
Top of the list.
Little garlic feather in our garlic cap in the region. 1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. Let us go to the phones. We have a call from Pat in Saugerties. Hello, Pat.
Patty. Just gave you a plug.
Hey. Thank you for the lovely plug. That was great.
You come in September.
Yeah,
big plugs.
This is Patrick Torius from the Hudson Valley Garlic Festival.
Well, thank
it's
you.
Good to hear you guys. And we'll be seeing each other on the 13th.
Can't believe it's almost a year again. Boy.
Yeah. 2 months to the Garlic Festival. Darcy, I just wanted to mention for other people as well, your salt-free blends have been a blessing in my house. My husband is now on a low-salt diet.
Oh, good.
And they have added such a nice assortment to
Magic Darby.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. The Magic Darby is a good one.
Yeah. No, we've really just enjoyed them. So I would encourage other people who are on low-salt and salt-free diets to look up your spice there.
Well, thanks.
We have
for
a whole
no
joke, no joke, no salt line
for
those folks.
That's right.
All right. So we'll see you guys in a couple
of
weeks. Thanks
so
for
so nice to hear
with
from
me.
You. Keep
thanks
smiling.
For the call, Pat. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. Let's learn more about the low-sodium blends that you have. What have you used to keep the flavor up while keeping the sodium low?
Garlic and onion are quite easy to put things together. We have garlic in a grinder, garlic and onion in a grinder. I had a Magic Tony, which has salt in it. We have Magic Darby, which has no salt.
It's so all
that's
garlic-y.
Been a very popular.
We do. But then we add other stuff to the garlic and onion and rosemary, red peppers, you know, that kind of stuff. So there's a lot of them.
Yeah, a lot of ways to keep flavor up.
Yep. I've got one that was Tony's Tucson Cell, all with salt, which has garlic, onion, bell peppers, green bell peppers, red bell peppers, celery, carrots, onion, everything in it.
Everything that's coming ripe in people's gardens and at markets
that's
right now.
That's a popular one. Exactly. We have one called the Italian Stallion, which is
right.
Garlic, onion, bell peppers, and various Italian herbs. That's very popular. And a Neapolitan, which is similar, but it has toasted garlic and toasted onion, a little bit different flavor. So
toasted garlic
very popular.
Delicious.
What are the differences in flavor between what's special about toasted garlic? What do you like most about it?
Gives a deeper flavor. It's a depth, to what's completely different. Though garlic is good. Garlic is great, but toasted garlic is pretty tasty.
Mm.
So
it smells divine.
1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. Or you can email us at voxpop@wamc.org. Tony and Darby are here from the Rolling Rock Farm in Sheffield, Massachusetts to discuss seasoning with you, to answer your seasoning queries. What is your favorite raw vegetable to add your seasonings to?
Probably tomatoes, like everybody. She doesn't like tomatoes, but I do.
Another thing
cucumbers
you don't like,
next.
Darby.
Yep. Cooked tomatoes I can put down on her.
I like cooked tomatoes, but raw tomatoes, can't do it. My brother won't eat them either.
Yeah, vicious. It runs in the family. 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551, or you can email voxpop@wamc.org. What do you guys bring with you when you go to the festivals?
Lots of garlic. At least half of our seasonings are garlic related. That's what started everything. I made a garlic sauce. Actually, it started, you probably heard the story before, a 28-page pamphlet by Story Publications, reading 3 o'clock in the morning again with nothing to do. Little paragraphs of make your own garlic sauce. My eyes lit up. I can do that. And just started making garlic sauce and put in 4 ounce little like jelly jars. My sister says, you ought to put something different like rosemary. So we had a garlic rosemary. And how about maybe a no garlic salt, which I did Scarborough Fair, Parsley, Sage, Rosemary, and Thyme. Because a lot of people don't know that song anymore.
Oh, sure they
do. The kids do. You'd be surprised how many have never heard of it.
They're like,
it's appalling. So then just went on from there making a... actually, the first one was called Purple Glazer. I grew a strain of garlic called Purple Glazer. It's a purple skin. I put a few bee chips in it just for color. It's just a nice looking salt, but it's heavily infused with garlic. It's a great garlic salt. Then I want to make one under my own name, which is our most popular seller, which is called Tony's Tremendous. Mm-hmm. It's garlic and mushroom, the mushroom base and garlic with various herbs and salt and pepper. That's very popular. And our number two seller, Garby will tell you.
Darby's Garlic Festival.
Darby's Garlic Festival.
And it's four different kinds of salt, all infused with garlic, mixed up. So it's pretty, too.
And how do you develop something like that? Like, do you taste test as you go, as you mix up batches, or is it
mostly
instant?
An idea. Get the idea. Yeah. And most of them work. I've had a couple that didn't work, that just abandoned on the operating table. That's not going to work.
Just not going to work.
Even sometimes I'll cook something, get halfway through, and it's not going to work. Chickens will love it.
That's true.
Sure. 1-800-348-2551 is the number. 1-800-348-2551. We will be back with Tony Carlotto and Darby Weigel of Rolling Rock Farm in Sheffield, Massachusetts after this. Welcome back to Vox Pop. I'm Sarah LaDuke, filling in for Ray Graff this week. Today, we are here with Tony Carlotto and Darby Weigel of Rolling Rock Farm in Sheffield, Massachusetts, the creators and purveyors of many fine spice blends and other products. It's always fun to have them here. They are here to answer your seasoning queries. 800-348-2551 is the phone number. voxpop@wamc.org. is the email address, and we do have a call here on line one. Let's go now to Andrew in Esopus. Hello, Andrew.
Hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
Pretty good. How are you?
I just had a quick question for the fellow there. If he had ever experimented with black miso or brown miso, so more fermented, even more fermented and dried version of miso paste.
I haven't, but you gave me a good idea to start doing it, though.
As you know,
miso is killer also.
Yeah, you said about depth of flavor with black garlic. Instantly, I thought of that. My grandma has trouble digesting garlic now, which stinks. She still grows it. But I've been kind of searching for things that can add that kind of depth of flavor and different combinations. So that was, black miso and a little dried lemon zest or lime zest.
Absolutely.
Stuff,
kind of. That sounds fabulous.
Yeah.
She might be able to take the black garlic. It's very sweet. A lot of people eat it like candy or just as a delicacy, so it's completely different from garlic. I'm sure it's more palatable, so she might want to try that at some point.
Oh, right on. I'll definitely take that suggestion.
It's soft like licorice and it's very black like a licorice, but so sweet like candy. I mean, half the people probably just eat it as a snack. It can be a pizza topping. I put it into bread, mix into bread, and into rolls and everything. Darby put some in brownies. We'll put black garlic powder in the brownies. I'll put it in chocolate bark, too, for a little bit added depth.
So, wow, that sounds fantastic.
People never know it's there. What is this I'm tasting? Yeah. My favorite trick of black garlic is throwing a couple cloves into a pot of marinara sauce. Mm. It's water soluble. I'll rub them on a soup spoon with a fork. You'll be drinking the sauce or licking the plate if you don't do that already. It just adds a wonderful flavor to it you can't put your finger on. It's not a crappy flavor like wine or something else. I know what this is, but you're guessing. Boy, this is very tasty.
That sounds amazing. So maybe try that too, Andrew.
Right on.
Right.
I'll be experimenting with the two together for sure. This has been a little inspirational.
Fantastic. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, y'all.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. 800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. Tony Carlotto and Darby Weigel of Rolling Rock Farm in Sheffield, Massachusetts are here. And the phones are lighting up. Let's go now to Mike in Slingerlands. Hello, Mike.
Hello. Great show. A very simple question, I guess. What is the best substitute or low-sodium substitute that gives you not only the flavor of salt, but also the tactile part, like kosher salt has that kind of graininess to it that clings to things and makes that very satisfying.
That's a common asked question. It's salt. You got to have salt if you want that kick like that. But you know, garlic and onion powder or granules are another, you know, flavor to give you, you know, a great flavor on anything. And I get that asked all the time. What can I use that's just like salt? That's not salt. Actually, salt.
yeah.
There's no easy answer for
that. The answer is salt.
That.
Okay. Yeah.
There's no really low salt.
All right. Well.
So.
Yeah.
But it's garlic and onion powder.
Yeah, I find that I miss that little bit of graininess to it.
Mm-hmm. Low doses.
Okay. Thank
maybe.
You very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling,
yeah.
Mike.
Okay.
Sure. Have a great day. 1-800-348-2551. The phone number is 800-348-2551. And we have another call from Barbara in Sheffield. Hello, Barbara.
Hello. I live in Sheffield, and I don't know where your farm is. Where are you?
We're in Under Mountain Road. We don't have a farm store. We're at the Sheffield Market, Farmer's Market, every Friday from 3 to 6. My sister's there right now waiting for you to show up. She has all those goodies that we're talking about,
well,
too.
Okay, I was thinking, I haven't lived here all my life, but I'm still learning about the back roads and stuff. So you're at the farmer's market. Well,
yeah, every Friday, right.
Tony Carl, are you the person that owned the photo shop?
You betcha, that's me.
Well, my name is Barbara Beach. I was your...
I know you, sure. It's a small world. We get into different things.
I can't wait to come to the market on... Oh, today, right?
We'll you're going to be back now, about 4:30, right? So my sister's there now waiting for you. So if you want to see me, come at 4:30.
I'll be over.
Thank you so much. Good to hear from you.
See you later.
Thanks, Barbara.
Bye.
Small world. Oh, she was saying you're welcome, and I cut her off. Someday, I keep telling the listeners, sharing with the listeners, someday I will figure out the timing of bidding them adieu.
It doesn't matter.
And not hanging up on them in the middle of their polite reply.
Right.
1-800-348-255.
We're going to play a little Ray Graff trick on you right now. I'm going to make you eat some black garlic.
Well, I am culinarily more adventurous
that
than
part.
Ray, naturally.
Take one of those cloves of dirt closer right here.
A whole clove?
Let her peel it out.
1-800-348-2551 is the phone number. 1-800-348-2551, or you can email us at voxpop@wamc.org. I've had the black garlic salt of yours before, but
this
I don't think I have.
Black garlic as in its state.
A whole black garlic clove is quite a large clove, probably.
It's an elephant garlic, but it's a large clove. It's just nice and sweet. And just put a thought you have about garlic, though, but just put it in your mouth and just
the whole thing,
the sweetness of it. Yep,
the whole
it's soft.
Giant
don't
clove.
Worry.
I'll eat that, so that's good.
You have that umami look on your
she
face
does.
With that smile, and it's just that smile.
It's very good, but like you said, it's nothing like garlic.
No,
exactly.
Like
it's not
it
garlic.
It looked like
people
it still.
Think, oh, I love garlic, but it's not like garlic anymore.
It's
fabulous
how many
spread on bread or anything.
People ask us how they can grow it.
Right.
We're like, no.
You can't.
You
have to convert it from your regular white garlic or standard garlic. It takes 12 days at about 75 degrees Celsius, maybe 140 degrees. It keeps the humidity inside the pot and slowly goes over from being like a slow roasted to a fermentation, then to its black, like licorice, to a great flavor in it. I call it the epitome of umami.
Yeah.
Umami is your fifth taste sensor. It was discovered in 1908. So it sits on your touch, the middle of your tongue. When you find something, it just sits there. You can't bring up to mind. Sweet, salty, bitter, and sour are the other four tastes. But umami is your fifth taste.
And MSG has umami.
MSG is pure umami.
It's pure umami.
And MSG is not bad for you, but you don't need a lot of it. If you
want
to put a little bit in a soup or anything you're cooking, or a stew or vegetables or something, it's fabulous. But
you mentioned, I mean, not that I didn't believe you when you said it about adding black garlic to all these different kinds of dishes and giving it that umami pop.
Yeah.
I do see where, it would just...
You wouldn't guess what it was.
I would never guess what it was. And it would pair well and deepen and enhance the flavor of any of those savory items
but
you added to.
Pizza
or
topping.
A sweet item. Yeah.
Little bits of it or rub it in. I'll rub it in. I'll put in pizza crust or, a bed. I'll just rub it in bread and bake bread with it. The same with anchovies. There's a reason for anchovies. They have wonderful flavor, but if you didn't know what they were, there's no. I haven't found a reason for mosquitoes or ticks yet. There is a reason for anchovies. The vice president just let the cat out of the bag. That's her favorite pizza, is having anchovies on it.
Did she say that? That's funny.
It's got to be over years. Hold the anchovies. No, put them on there. They don't know they're there. That's what makes a pizza or sauce taste so good. Even the base of a good spaghetti sauce or pasta sauce, or as Italians call it, gravy. That you can drink, you know, a little base of some really cooked down tomato paste and little anchovies in there, some black garlic, regular garlic. That's living.
1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551 to call in with your seasoning questions. Tony Carlotto and Darby Weigel of Rolling Rock Farm in Sheffield, Massachusetts, here in studio. Let's hop over to the phones and talk to Sharon in Lansingburg. Hello, Sharon.
Hi. Hi, everyone. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
I had two questions. I wondered if the company had ever experimented with using potassium salts as a salt substitute. And I'd also like you to speak a little bit about truffle flavoring, because that's one of our favorites. And sometimes when we buy products in gourmet stores, we're a little disappointed, you know.
I sell black truffle salt, and it comes out of Italy. It's already put together. Truffles are very expensive. You know, 5 or 6 years ago, they're $300 a pound. And within a couple of years, they're $1,600 a pound. You have to use them right away within.
But can you speak a little slower and a little louder, Tony?
Truffles are very expensive, and they're hard to work with. So I buy it already in the salt, and you can put that's a great salt to put on eggs, popcorn, potatoes, and that. Truffle oils are very good also. We have black truffle oil, white truffle oil, and a few drops in anything, whether on a pizza, a hamburger, steak, and even on eggs. Truffles on eggs are killer. As far as the potassium experiment, I've never done that as a substitute. You do need that chemical in your body quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. There used to be a low-salt substitute that had potassium in it as opposed to sodium, all sodium.
But again, people are always trying to find a low-salt substitute, but you do need that salt kick, and only salt produces that as far as I'm concerned, or as far as I can figure out. If I figure out a way to do something without salt that tastes like salt, I'll be the first to make it, and everybody will be the first to know.
Oh, yeah, you'll be quite rich after that.
When I was in the hospital with my stroke 5 years ago, they wouldn't even give me a pickle for my hamburger because of the salt in it, and they had Mrs. Dash. I never want to hear Mrs. Dash again.
Sure.
Oh, that stuff was terrible for me. I'm sure it's probably good for some people, but.
Any other questions, Sharon?
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great
day. No, that's it. Thanks.
Okay, cool. 1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. We have an email from Kathy, who says, I made a batch of watermelon pickles for the first time. I used a recipe that included mustard seed, cloves, black pepper, and allspice berries. It is a bit too hot clove and peppery for my taste. Would it be possible to use coriander and allspice or anise, something that would be a sweeter pickle?
Absolutely. You don't have to use those, the cloves or the allspice and that. You can always pick any herb you like. I do a lot with the cinnamon basil, the Thai basil. Basil put into it, marjoram sometimes. So if you want to do something like that, feel free to put any seasoning you want. Mustard seeds really do add to it, and the peppercorns I'll put in with it. Quite often I've been putting some mustard in the brine lately and make like a mustard pickle on it. There's a reason that the fast food places serve mustard and pickle on their hamburgers. That's just fabulous. It's a great flavor enhancer with it. So a little extra mustard powder, or just take some Dijon or regular mustard, maybe a teaspoon into a batch of brine and put in there. We'll give you an underlying flavor that you won't realize what it is. But as far as keeping it, calm down from the allspice or anything like that, put anything you want to put in there, extra sugar or any spice or herb that you have. Pickling is open to do anything you want. I bought pickles, so I do what I call an old Dutch maple pickle. They use maple syrup instead of a lot of sugar in it that's been very popular for the bread and butter side. Then my dill pickles, I do regular dills with it. I'll do a garlic dill, like a Polish dill with it, or a spicy dill. But you feel free to do anything you want, especially with the watermelon. I like on the sweeter side and less spicy, so do anything you want with that. It's only up to you, what you like. There's no rule for that.
There's no rules?
Make sure you've
got
enough vinegar to keep it calm. But as far as spices and taste, just let your mind wander, let it go.
1-800-348-2551. The phone number is 800-348-2551. So, Tony, I'm trying to piece together your career path through what you've said and what callers have volunteered to the conversation.
In real life, I had a camera store. My uncle lived there for 43 years.
A camera store.
Snapped up in Great Barrington. It was pretty well known for quite a few years.
Yes.
I've been farming since the mid-70s and animal husbandry, keeping animals going. In 1980, I moved to Sheffield, where I am now, and started Rolling Rock Farm through any kind of animal or growing anything. I've just always been a great animal husbandry fan and growing anything I can. Even Latin lettuce before it was permissible. Apples, peaches, pears, you name. Garlic I didn't get into it, probably the mid-90s, got into big into it. And about all I grow now is cucumbers and garlic. Bailey's got some potatoes going. We got some squash to have your zucchini and yellow squash. We put quite a few onions in this year, too, so we're going to see how those come out. But any allium we love, but garlic is taking over everything. It's so much fun. We planted it in late fall. I planted some of the elephant garlic as late as December 10th.
Wow.
It came out fabulous. Then when you plant garlic, it needs to go over a winter, be frozen for an effect called vernalization, which takes the one clove you plant and separates it into more cloves to come up next year. So people don't realize, in Florida, how can I grow garlic? Well, it's kind of hard to grow there. So you do need a cold winter to really, the garlic to separates to a. And we're out there sometimes, even one year, probably 5-10 years ago, that I was out 10 o'clock on a Monday night with a headlamp on, putting the last, about December 12th. It was going to snow. It snowed and froze the next day. I got my last row in. So make sure that people get in after two good frosts. It doesn't get too much of a head start. And don't be afraid to plant late. It'll come up for sure. And March will start shooting up, and you'll have garlic all over.
That's exciting. We have to plant some. I have to plant some this fall. Although I guess I could just call you guys, though.
Sure.
We're friends
now. Right.
800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. Let's go now to Doug in Sheffield. Hello, Doug.
Hey, I'm driving. I just want to talk to Tony. I'm driving a 3 peach pies in a huge bag of garlic.
You gave me three nice bulbs of garlic, and I had to do something special. I just couldn't eat them or cook with them.
I can't believe it, Tony. I can't believe it.
Oh, Doug, you're breaking up a little.
From the Barnum Farm.
Yeah, he's giving, I can tell he's giving like great praise and thanks for something he's received from you, but the call is dropping as he drives.
Yes, and we're really glad. He came to the market a couple weeks ago, some three beautiful large heads of garlic, and it was a shame just to cook them up, produce them, you want to make a sauce or something. So I'm going to make him a salt. So I made his own salt one of it.
And just left it at the market for him to pick up?
Just to give, yes.
That's so nice.
He's a big pie fan of ours also.
You guys do pies as well?
He makes amazing pies.
When I can't get Florence Merrifield to make them, we make them ourselves. We have a 92-year-old friend who makes them. She's a killer pie maker.
Sure.
So, and we're too busy. This week she gave me some peaches, and my sister made six nice pies last night.
Wonderful.
We have pie fans.
1-800-348-2551, the phone number to speak with Tony Carlotto and Darby Weigel of Rolling Rock Farm in Sheffield, Massachusetts. Once again, the phone number, 800-348-2551, or you can email us at voxpop@wamc.org, 1-800-348-2551. We have a question here from Matt who says, "Hi, I have and really like your black garlic peppercorns. I'm wondering what the shelf life of that is."
Till they're gone. I've been doing experiments. I started making black garlic about 10 years ago, and it seems I've never had one go bad, never any mold, and never any deterioration. As long as they're kept closed up, they will dry out a little bit, but it's just amazing. Once it reaches that form of the Maillard reaction and that chemical form gets into it, which is a different substance on that, they seem to last forever. So if you got them damp or punky, that might be an issue with that. But as long as they're closed up in the grinder, there's no issue with lasting forever. But you should use those quick, though. How long will these pickles last? Till you eat them.
Yeah. Right. 1-800-348-2551. So black garlic, it sounds like it's just this magical thing we're not utilizing enough in.
I call it magical. I put it in the back of the label. Black garlic is magic, too. It's amazing. It makes a nice salt. There's a jar of salt there. It's great. It loves tomatoey, red pizzas, but loves things beefy also. Our third most popular seasoning is called Sex on the Beef.
Uh-huh.
And that has black garlic driven with shiitake mushrooms, soy sauce with salt and pepper. And the same way, it loves any kind of beef or meat. We recommend people use it after as a finishing topping for a steak that's going to touch the grill. If you're going to put something in the oven like a brisket or a roast, put it on ahead of time and it'll lather it up pretty good. But again, that loaf's pizza or a plate of red spaghetti also or plain tomatoes.
Incredible.
It's funny, this time of year, people going out, taking the salt out to the garden. I got one girl who buys the black Hawaiian salt, goes right to the garden with it, puts those right on tomatoes, takes a bite, puts it on, eats them. There's a kid going out being so thrilled to take the salt shaker out, put it right on tomatoes on the plant, and then take a bite of it off the plant.
That's fun. I love the smell of all the tomato vines this time of year.
Oh, exactly.
It's like, you're like, it's really summer. When's this
happening? My sister bought me soap.
It's yeah?
It's better. Tomato vine flavor.
That's great.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I've heard that that's on the come up. Huh. Although it's probably like everything, they've been making it for years and I just didn't hear about it. And now,
exactly,
now
right,
I'm hearing about it. 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. More with Tony Carlotto and Darby Weigel of Rolling Rock Farm in Sheffield, Massachusetts, and your calls and questions after this. one 800 348. That is the phone number that you can dial to reach us on Vox Pop. It is Food Friday, and I am in studio with Tony Carlotto and Darby Weigel of Rolling Rock Farm in Sheffield, Massachusetts. Again, the phone number is 1-800-348-2551. The email address, voxpop@wamc.org. Let us take a special call from Bailey in Sheffield. Hello, Bailey.
Hello, how are we?
We're pretty good. How are you?
We're missing you.
Yeah, we wish you were here.
Hey, don't worry. I'm having the time of my life in Woodbury right now.
Oh, you are?
We just got done with a cross-country course, and I just wanted to say hi. See how everyone in the Northeast is doing.
Well, we can't speak for everyone in the Northeast, but we're doing all right in studio. Your grandparents are fantastic, as you know.
Well, nicely. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thanks. Good to hear your voice.
Tally-ho.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, no, we're all right. Yeah, I will see you tomorrow. I'll also be with you guys in Austerlitz on Sunday.
Good. Festival, good.
Yes.
Blueberry
Get
Festival.
That in there. Good job.
good job, Bailey.
Fucking Bailey.
Have fun, sweetie.
Right. Bye-bye.
All right. Check us out on Facebook.
Are.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Love you.
That's what you need.
She's quite the character.
Yeah, she's ready. She's rocking and rolling for you guys. That's awesome. 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551, or voxpop@wamc.org. Rachel wrote in and says, to the caller looking for a salt substitute, I agree there are none. However, the tongue can be fooled a little bit. Look up gomasio. It's standard in Japan. Best to buy it by a special device to grind it manually. It can be done in a processor or coffee grinder with care to not overheat. I was taught 7 parts sesame to 1 part salt. I don't think this is going to help the caller because I'm reading it too fast. So if the caller contacts me, I will forward along that message. 1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. Let's go now to Susan in Sunderland, Mass. Hello, Susan.
Hi.
Hi, Susan.
Hi. I wanted to ask how you would flavor tofu. I usually stir fry it in olive oil and then finish it with nutritional yeast and soy sauce, but I'm be open to something new.
I've had people, I do a lot of smoked cheese over a period of time and have that every now and then. I smoked tofu for somebody once, and I also do some smoked cheese with garlic, onion, and rosemary on the outside of it. That might take pretty well to that also. We sell that in a grinder, but even mixing those up together of garlic, onion, and rosemary would probably be a fabulous flavor for the tofu. Or sausage seasoning.
That sort of defeats the purpose.
I know. I've had tofu sausage. So I didn't like it. But I think the garlic onion rosemary would be pretty good.
What kind of cheese did you say?
Garlic, onion, and rosemary. Those three together would be a fabulous tofu combination, I think.
Okay.
Let's see what you think.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for calling,
Susan.
I wish I had more information, but I'm not a big tofu user.
Well, maybe that's the next expansion, the next adventure. Thank you for calling, Susan.
800-348-2551.
1-800-348-2551. What is the rest of your, I mean, you've mentioned a lot of the festivals coming up, but the growing season, et cetera, what does the rest of the summer at the farm look like?
I got all the garlic out, so I have a pretty good plot. I'm going to clean up and try and get a crop of beets in.
Will be planted and grow this year?
Yep, and one other crop of cucumbers. I should have just enough time to get some in. I've got some seeds for a small mini cucumber, which I'm interested in don't having for a crop for the fall, just for markets I have for that. As Bailey said, Sunday we'll be at the Austin's Blueberry Festival at the Historical Society. It's a fabulous event.
It's a good event.
And the garlic festival is coming up to them. There's one in Geneva, the first thing, the 4th and 5th of August. It's a big, glorious garlic festival. There's one in Orange, Mass. I can't remember their name. It's another one. Those are festivals around here that are very good. And if anybody's never attended a garlic festival, they're fabulous. People say, I wish I knew about this 20 years ago. There's always something for somebody there, no matter what. From the garlic ice cream to garlic cookies or garlic salts, anything garlic.
Garlic anything.
Garlic everything. Darby, when you say the Blueberry Festival is a good festival, what do you mean? What do you like about it?
The location is fabulous. Austerlitz Historical Society has a beautiful facility, and they do all sorts of historic demonstrations and that kind of thing, and whole different vendors there. You can buy anything there.
They've got a pancake breakfast in the morning. It's one of their biggest fundraisers of the year to keep them going, with some fabulous grounds they have. And the same as Sheffield.
Beautiful.
I was a past president of Sheffield Historical Society, and one of the other presidents, Paul, was up and said, we should do a garlic festival. So I got the name, Berkshire Garlic Festival, and I secured the website for it, so forever and ever. But that's how these garlic festivals start. It's a small event, somebody's field, backyard. They grow and grow and grow till it's amazing. Last year, the Connecticut one had a hurricane the first day. So Saturday, they had to close down. But on Sunday, 20,000 people showed up.
Wow.
It was
a two-hour wait getting in there. Not one person complained that we talked to, waiting in line for the 2 hours or to get in there until it was amazing. People were so happy to get there. But I predicted the day before, they will come on Sunday. And they did.
And they did.
And they did.
In droves.
Well, that's good. 1-800-348-2551. We have a call from Ted in Shelburne. Hello, Ted.
Yes, hi. Thank you very much.
You got it.
I kind of wish I were there tasting.
Yes, you do. You do. Sorry.
I've been mostly a garlic grower. Starting about 30 years ago, and since my whole story started a little bit before 1940, I'm slowing down and smalling up. And I wondered a little bit about varieties. Like, I initially bought various name varieties, and at this point, I even grow garlic from bulbils now for the second year process. I'm not sure if that's familiar at all. But
yes.
You plant the bulbil, the bigger ones, 1 year and harvest them the next year, and they're an undivided, like a marble, and you plant that as if it's a clove.
Either 30,
and then
you get a clove.
So I just have one variety now, kind of my garlic. But and also with tzatziki, since I don't frequently have cucumbers around, I use purslane, which is a pretty common weed always where I am, and just chop that up and put it in as an addition to the tzatziki yogurt and garlic and so forth.
I started growing, though, garlic, a couple of varieties in 1 year. Regular. So you go so many varieties, that 13 varieties 1 year. It was a real pain in the neck keeping track of all of them. I had them all labeled, out, and it didn't make any difference in the end. I started growing a lot of purple glazer years ago, just like there was a nice variety that grew 4, 5, or 6 cloves, a moderate taste to it. Now I'm doing mostly German red, and I get that from Holmquist Farm over in Hudson. He has a great crop of that. They're fabulous, easy to grow. That's 4, 5, 6 cloves, giant cloves, good taste to it. Easy for me to peel and handle. And I started growing the last year. I said, I'm going to try some elephant garlic. And I put some in, maybe 10 plants I had. And it was a great success. I blackened some, then just eating some regular. And so this year I got 500 heads in. So I just got finished pulling all those up. So I have to clean those up and get a lot of them into the black garlic pot. But it's a wonderful, sweet tasting. But no, to say I know, getting older too, that's time to slow down and, you know, less varieties, and hopefully you can do it by yourself. I have my granddaughter help me put the cloves in this year. I'd poke them with my cane and she'd drop them in the hole.
That's a good system. That's a good system.
It was.
Anything else,
yeah,
Ted?
I like
purslane, that's a weed. That's like you said that too, exactly.
People, it is a weed, but it's also
it's edible,
food.
Right, exactly. That people walk over it all the time, don't realize what it is.
Purslane.
But great idea with a tzatziki with that.
It's just amusing. Yeah, I've been planting. I use my nice little garlic soil when it's done, and I fix it up all nice, and I just planted some carrots and beets and things like that. And I've been planting it standing up and using a sort of a tube from an old ski pole kind
of. Oh, yeah, that's a great system, too.
Get it from my standing up to where it's on the ground, equally spaced.
I've been there.
You have thanks very much.
Thanks.
I appreciate this. And I think probably I'll put in an order for some black garlic. I think I'm nerdy enough to figure out a way to make it, but I'm sure you do it more like I can get a taste of it.
Absolutely.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much. I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
Have a great day.
Thanks. Bye.
I still cut him off. 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. We're in the last few minutes of the show here with Tony Carlotto and Darby Weigel of Rolling Rock Farm in Sheffield, Massachusetts. The phone number is 800-348-2551. And let's go to Titus in Stockbridge. Hello, Titus.
Good afternoon. This is Titus Oates.
Hey.
And I've been listening to this. Rolling Rock, I heard that. I figured it was a show about beer.
That's how it all started. I wouldn't drink nothing else but for 25 years.
We've been making garlic ice cream here in Stockbridge for years. And, you know, you just saute the garlic in some butter. And then when you put it in with the ice cream mixture, vanilla ice cream, it gives it a great flavor.
I finally caved in last year at the Hudson Valley Festival and tried garlic ice cream.
You hadn't done it before.
No, I did. I didn't think garlic is not to do that. It's actually pretty good.
Sure.
I always denied it, but I found I'm a believer now.
Well, once you saute it, it sweetens up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it makes the ice cream real rich and delicious.
Keep on doing it. That's just fabulous. Spread that word. Get it out there.
It's keeping me young. I'm 91, and I've been eating this stuff for years.
Wow.
Well, keep on doing it. Keep on smiling. I can see your smile.
Yes.
Nice talking with you.
You got it.
Yep. Right. Thanks for the Titus. Call, Titus. Have a great day.
All right. This is Titus Oates.
All right. All right.
The only one, Titus Oates.
800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. What else should we mention here before we take our final call?
Well, the festival's coming up. Like I said, it's going to be August 24th, Sheffield Historical Society, Berkshire Garlic Festival. And on August 31st, which is Labor Day weekend earlier this year, is Garlic Town USA in downtown Bennington. Fabulous event. Easy in, easy out, and a great festival. Then we go to the festival, Hudson Valley Garlic Festival,
right,
the last weekend of September. Can't miss that. And the one in Connecticut is the Connecticut Garlic Festival. October 11th and 12th this year, Columbus Day weekend. Don't get me wrong, the gates I don't have right now, but it's at the Bethlehem Fairgrounds. Fabulous garlic festival, easy in, easy out, good parking, same with the Hudson Valley. So if you've never been to a garlic festival, I urge anybody to go do it. You'll be thanking me later. So you're
Once
welcome.
More people live in this garlic lifestyle.
Right, exactly.
That's right.
Let's go to Rob in Glens Falls. Hello, Rob.
Hello. My partner and I work the Garlic Festival in Saugerties every fall. We run one of the recycling stations there. And, it's a lot of fun. People should really go to these things because there's a lot going on at them. And we got to buy garlic from just about everywhere and trial it here. We're permaculture designers in Glens Falls. And you're right, the German Red really does well around this area.
Zero waste at Hudson Valley Garlic Festival. You guys do a great job.
Yes, they
do. We love the Glens Falls areas. We do the Larrack Festival up there usually, but and all the folks up there. So, but good festival.
Oh, yeah, great. Well,
thanks for what
you're
doing.
If you're there, we'll see you there, I guess, too.
You'll see me right next to the Awesome Country. You'll hear them screaming.
Okay.
bringing cowbells.
You got it. Okay.
All righty. Nice talking with you. Be good, Rob.
You too.
Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye. 1-800, maybe one more call if it comes in really quick. 1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. Is there anything you guys brought that I didn't try that I should try?
Get to the brownies yet?
I did try a brownie. Absolutely delicious. But do you sell the brownies, or is that just
no.
a lovely thing for
it's
me?
Just to have on the side. That's for you guys this year.
Dill pickles?
The dill pickle. I had a dill pickle. Absolutely
the
delicious.
Old Dutch maple pickles?
I tried the old Dutch maple pickle.
You did this.
I did it. All right. I
tried
everything.
I think
everything
you tried it
in.
All.
Good job.
And garlic
We're completists.
Are killer.
Tell me about this seasoning that you keep holding up in the cute little handle
that
jar.
That has salt, pepper, garlic, onion, cumin, celery, turmeric, and paprika. It's an 8 ingredients of high quality. originally formulated to put together for popcorn, pizza, potato, and eggs. As the more I use it, it works on everything. People say, you're right, I put this on everything.
Salmon. He does incredible salmon with this.
Oh, sure, that would be fantastic.
The next one I call smoked umami, which is smoked salt, sea salt, and pepper on that. And I mix that together for a salmon mixture on that, but it's killer.
And it says healthy kids seasoning.
Bailey Spice, my granddaughter, she'll be 13 in a couple of weeks, but she has a little line of no spices, dino salt, dino spice, the dino penguin, which is salt and pepper, and other goodies in that. So.
Let's see if we can fit in one more call from Pat and Troy.
Pat.
Hello, Pat.
Hi, how you doing?
Great.
I'm going to be cooking a tenderloin roast for the first time this weekend, and I'm not quite sure how to season it. Anybody got any suggestions?
Oh, I'm sure.
Well, salt and pepper works on anything, but if you have some of my sex on the beef or garlic and that.
Other than that.
How are you going to cook it? In a hole?
I'm going to roast it in the oven.
Mm-hmm. Darby does a fabulous job with that, with mushrooms on it.
I'm going to sear it, and then I'm going to put it in the oven.
Garlic and onion. Garlic, onion, salt, and pepper.
Garlic, onion, salt, and pepper.
How do you cook yours, Diane, for your Christmas?
I do a mushroom mixture, and I slice it down the middle, stuff it with the mushrooms, wrap it in bacon, and cook it.
Killer. You can't miss
it. It's unbelievable.
I do most of the cooking.
Sounds great.
That's her forte.
Okay. Sounds
right.
Good. Thanks a lot.
You got
good
it.
Luck in the kitchen,
bye-bye.
Pat. Have a great weekend. 800, no phone number. No more phone number. It's the end of the show.
Sayonara.
It has been fantastic to spend time with
fun,
you.
Exactly. Your brain said you were great, so you passed.
Well,
passed
thank you
test.
Very much. And I didn't have a test, but I think you guys are just swell.
Fabulous.
We are out of time. Thanks to everyone who called in. Thanks to everybody who emailed in as well. Our guests were Tony Carlotto and Darby Weigel of Rolling Rock Farm. Thank you again for being here. Support for Vox Pop comes from Chef Rick Orlando, hosting small group tours of Sicily, Puglia, and Central Italy, and custom cooking ingredients for the home chef. Information at ricorlando.com. The Inn at Saratoga, 1843 Lodging House, Restaurant, and Tavern, with live music 4 nights per week in downtown Saratoga. The Inn at Saratoga.com for details. And Cafe Capriccio, Albany, New York. The Rua family, serving Albany with their regional Italian cuisine for over 40 years. Open 7 days a week for dining. Cafe Capriccio. Thanks to our engineer, Zach Malloy. Nora Konarkowicz took your calls. I'm Sarah LeDuc. Thank you for joining us this week on Vox Pop. We'll be back at Monday at 2 p.m. for Medical Monday. I hope everybody has an excellent weekend. Stay tuned now for The Media Project.